Okay, everybody, now you can return to your seats again. So this is the idea of mindful walking. Now the invitation is that if you can try and practice this on your own, maybe every day for work and for family matters, you are walking few kilometers even. So try to be aware while walking. Pay attention to the present moment. Be aware that you are walking. That very awareness is what we are practicing. So this is an invitation for you to practice during your day-to-day life. Maybe not as formal meditation, but every time you walk, you can pay attention, be aware that you are walking, and try to practice. So with that, I think we can move forward now, Mandy.
Thank you so much, Bhante and Much Merit, for guiding us through the mindful walking session. Now the next step would be for us to present the two reports received for today's session, and also to go on with the verbal questions or statements, if any. For that, I would like to invite Anupama to commence with the Q&A session. Thank you very much, Anupama.
Thank you, Namantha. I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can hear you.
Avasarai, Bhante. I shall start by reading report one. We got two reports today, as Namant mentioned. Walking meditation. Initially stood aware of standing and weight distribution of body. More weight on one foot than the other. Walked on wooden floor, watching feet left, right, and then lifting, moving, placing. Heaviness when placing, lighter sensation when lifting. Coolness, warmth, sharp pain on one foot. Whole body became...
Anupama, you are breaking. I don't know whether it's from my side.
Yeah, I think the internet is slow at the moment. Can you hear us, Anupama? Is it all right if I start reading the report, Bhante?
That's fine, Namant.
Walking meditation. I will read from the beginning. Walking meditation. Initially stood aware of standing and weight distribution of body. More weight on one foot than the other. Walked on wooden floor, watching feet left, right, and then lifting, moving, placing. Heaviness when placing. Lighter sensation when lifting. Coolness, warmth, sharp pain on one foot noted. Whole body became sweaty and this passed. Sensations of pins and needles through the body came and went. Sounds not distracting. Thoughts came and went, but mind came back to feet spontaneously. Walked 1 hour. Sitting meditation. Primary object was watching breath. In and out breath more prominent at one nostril, and then breath broke up and disappeared. Calm feeling, minimal thoughts coming in, almost a sense of being asleep, but not. This lasted a while and breath reappeared and disappeared on and off. No distraction with sounds or sensations. Thoughts appeared briefly at the end and eyes opened spontaneously after 50 minutes. Daily mindfulness. Now when walking in the day, mind naturally goes to feet. Thoughts stay with body. Touch, noting cold, warmth, heavy, light, itch, pain, all coming and passing away during activities. Almost a disinterest in mundane daily things, but can participate with family and friends, but feel more detached. Not getting either too attached or detached from ordinary daily life. Things that would have been upsetting, not so much now. Heard of illness of a friend and noted the sad sensation felt in the area of the heart and observed it changing with time with a lingering sensation of sadness when it was remembered during rest of the day, which also changed and passed. Contemplated on death and lack of control of body and its natural decay and constant change and resulting unsatisfactoriness. Anxiety noted on another occasion and watched it pass. With much gratitude to Bhante and organizers. That is the end of the report, Bhante.
Okay, so when we practice, we can see how we are noticing the walking and sitting processes. you start by paying attention, with time, it becomes much easier. With time, you can be naturally mindful while walking and sitting. You feel how the weight is shifting. You feel how the breath is there. This is our starting point. So if there is a newcomer here, you can try this on your own. Try to walk for 15, 20 minutes and be attentive. Try to sit your eyes closed for 15, 20 minutes and be attentive. Notice what is prominent in your body. For some people, it is the breath at nostrils that is prominent. For some people, the movement of the stomach or the chest that is prominent. So this is how we start. Then walking, we have our eyes open. We walk and we try to notice. We feel the weight shifting from one leg to the other. We feel the heel touching. So those prominent sensations, we observe. This is how we are starting our practice. But when we practice more and more, we start to notice how these sensations are changing with time. For example, the breath is changing. We thought that the breath is stable. We thought that the sensation is stable. But when you observe, you start to feel that the breath is changing. Maybe sometimes it becomes longer. Sometimes it becomes shorter. Sometimes it disappears. So these things are happening. And various other sensations in your body, they appear. Sweating is there, pins and needles. Sometimes difficult pain kind of sensations, irritations, anxiety. All these things are there. But there is one quality for all these sensations. They appear, they stay for a while, then they disappear. This is the common quality for all these sensations. If you are patient enough, you can see how the breath is appearing and disappearing after a while. Then how these anxiety kind of feelings are appearing and disappearing after a while. How the sweating is appearing and disappearing after a while. How the pins and needles are appearing and disappearing after a while. So this is what we see when we observe with patience. You see, whatever that is becoming prominent will disappear after a while. So when you do this, you see the real nature of things. You see the reality. We are not saying that nothing is there. We are not saying that everything is there. Instead, we invite you to observe. When you observe, you realize for yourself. You see, out of this emptiness, things are appearing. Various sensations, thoughts, various things appearing from this emptiness. When you see that, you let go of the thought, or you let go of the view that nothing is there. Because you see, these things come into life from the emptiness. Breath is appearing, thoughts are appearing, various sensations are appearing. So when you see this process, you let go of the view that nothing is there. Then you see the things that are there, they disappear. They disappear into the emptiness. Breath disappears, thoughts disappear, various other feelings, sensations, they disappear into this emptiness. So when you realize that, then you let go of the view that everything is there. So this is the middle path. According to the practice, you let go of these two extremes. Nothing is there, everything is there or solid. Those are the two extremes. So we let go of these two extremes and we come into the middle path. Whatever that is appearing, we have this idea deep in our mind that these things will disappear after a while. You don't have to take them very seriously. Instead, you be patient and see what is happening. And with time, you realize everything is ceasing. They are disappearing. So this is the rhythm of the universe, this is the rhythm of the nature that we are seeing here. When we see that, you can clearly see there is this disinterest. Earlier, you thought this world is vivid and colorful. Earlier, you thought that this world is with so much value. Now you can really see that nothing is permanent. Everything is appearing, lasting for a while, and disappearing. So the result would be disinterest in this process. Your mind doesn't appreciate this process that much. Instead, it is naturally mindful. It is naturally letting go of this process. So when it comes to word letting go, it's not something that you do. Instead, it's more related to not doing. If you don't hold on to things, the natural process is let go. Let me repeat again. We are trained. We are habitually holding on to things. So when we practice, we can really see the reality, the true nature of things. And your mind is not holding on. So when you stop this holding on to things, letting go is the natural process. You don't have to do. It's not something that you do. Instead, it is the natural process. You just have to stop holding to these things. Once you stop holding to these things, then only the process that is there is letting go. So this is happening naturally. You can see there's this disinterest in this process, in this life. So that is the way towards real peace. If you hold on to something, according to that thing that you holded, suffering will follow you. It could be something good, it could be something bad. Whatever the thing you hold on to, suffering will follow. So if you let go, if your mind is not interested in this thing anymore, if your mind is distant from this process, then that is the real peace. You won't feel any regret because you are not holding on to this. Your mind is distant from this process. Your mind is disinterested in this process. So that is the real peace. You can really see how it is hitting in your day-to-day life. You start with your walking and sitting, but when you progress, you can see that your mind is naturally mindful. Whatever you do, it naturally is present. It naturally comes to the feet or the breath or the present sensations. So you can really see the influence of this practice in your day-to-day life. You can see how it is hitting you. You can see how the things that you saw value earlier, things that were colorful and vivid earlier, they become black and white kind of a thing. They become not that interested. They become less valuable. So when that happens, the only remaining factor is peace. Because if you hold on to this, the suffering will follow. So you are letting go. Your mind is naturally lets go. Your mind is at peace. So this is the idea. So we are happy to hear such a valuable report as the starting part of the program. So you may continue this way and you can share your experience again.
Thank you, Bhante. Apologies for dropping out before. I'm having some technical issues with the internet. I shall continue with the report 2 now. Mindful sitting. Sat on the cushion and settled into meditation posture and gently closed the eyes. Made a determination to note what is coming into awareness and to leave aside the wanting things to be a certain way during meditation. Became aware of the body. Felt light pressure on the knees in the cross-legged position. Attention slowly moved up from thighs to lower back, then to upper back, shoulders, arms, neck and head. During body scan, the areas that felt tight began to relax. Notice the breath soon after. Was aware of in-breath and out-breath, but didn't notice the gap between the two. Mind continued to note the breath and its changes. Felt the coolness decreasing with in-breath around nostrils and warmer sensation also reducing with the out-breath. Heard sounds from nearby before attention returning to breath again, and the breath was more subtle now. Thoughts arose in the mind. Some were past events and others were about the future plans. Noted some of the feelings associated with these thoughts too. Attention returned to breath again. There was a long breath and felt the sensations around the nostrils prominently, like at the beginning of meditation. Mindfulness during the day. Being mindful is becoming a bit more familiar now. For example, upon waking up in the morning, noting the position of the body on the bed, recognizing the feelings in the mind at the beginning of the day, noting various movements while getting ready, when the mind feels lighter or heavy, etc. Became aware of the restless feelings during a disagreement with a family member. Noted that annoyance was feeding the restlessness, and restlessness was in turn feeding the annoyance. Not a healthy combination, as these feelings were felt in the body as tightness around the chest and a heavy feeling on the shoulders. Once these were noted as not healthy, decided to end the disagreement and move away. It felt like there was a part in the mind that was calmly watching the disagreement. And restless and annoyed feelings and the mental judgments about the family member. Becoming aware of this noticer is what helped short-circuit the disagreement. On another occasion, in receiving a compliment at work, there were feelings of happiness and pride arising in the mind. Again, noted a part of the mind calmly noting the feelings of pride and happiness associated with the compliment. End of report to Bhante.
Okay, so now you get the idea of the mindfulness more and more. The only way is the practice. So we can talk and talk, but it will not convey this message unless you practice. So the practicing, we get the same vibration, we experience what we are talking about. So that's why we invite most of you to practice and see, practice and realize for yourself. With that idea, we are even practicing during the session. At least you can get like 10 minutes of practice. So when you practice only, you can really understand what we are talking about. Otherwise, we are just talking, no results. Because that's not how it works. You have to put some time. You have to do your investment. With that investment, you realize, okay, this is what they are talking about. This is the mindfulness. This is the way of practice. And the practice, it's unique to you. Every person, there's a unique path. So you have to realize it. You have to identify what is my path, what is the way. It is evolving for me. So that's how we need to progress. We have to walk this path of mindfulness. So as you mentioned, you start to realize, okay, this is the mindfulness. This is how I am observing. These are the things that I feel. So you are mentioning that you can feel the in-breath and out-breath, but you can't feel the gap. That is fine. No need to observe things that are not prominent. Go with the things that are prominent. If the in-breath and out-breath is prominent, go with that. Go with that and observe. And when you observe what happens, you can see how the breath is changing. Now, you have mentioned in your report that this is how they change. This is what happened. You mentioned it. So the first suggestion, first idea is to observe this more and more. Try to observe what is happening to your breath. This will happen again and again. You have to keep observing. You have to be close to the breath and tell us the remaining part of the story. This is only like halfway you have mentioned. Next time when you sit, this will happen again. The process is happening faster and faster. Today it might take 50 minutes to happen this. Tomorrow it will happen within 10-15 minutes. So that's how it goes. So you have to observe. You have to tell us the remaining part of the story. What will happen to the breath? The remaining part you have to practice. And you have to try and report. So what I suggest there is to observe your breath more and more. See this change. Observe this change. See how it is changing with time. How the sensation is changing. Tell us the remaining part. Then you are mentioning about your day-to-day practice. So these things, when it comes to these feelings, or when it comes to addictions that we have, they appear as sensations of our body. We can really notice that if you pay attention. If you are not attentive, then you won't notice. The annoyance that you feel, it will manifest in your body. You have to pay attention and you see, okay, I feel this heaviness in my neck or in my shoulders. Now, this is how it feels. Some people, when they are emotional, they feel things in their stomach. So that's the emotional center for them. So these things, they appear in your body. You just have to pay attention and see how these sensations are appearing. Even the addictions, maybe smoking, maybe eating candy, I don't know. So the addictions even, they appear initially as sensations in your body. You get this craving for something and it appears in your body. It manifests in your body. So if you are skillful to observe these things, if you are skillful to observe these sensations that are appearing in your body, then you can really see how this process is happening. Otherwise, you are ignorant. You just go after it. You just go smoke. You just go and eat a piece of cake and you are fine for some time. Again, it will happen. So if you can observe how these addictions are manifesting in my body and mind, how they are becoming prominent little by little, then it's a very valuable way of practicing. Not even the bad ones, not only the bad ones, even the good ones. When somebody compliment you, you can feel the sensation in your body. You can feel how you are becoming more and more joyful due to this sensation. So they appear in your body. So in your report, you are mentioning this is how they have manifested. So it's a good observation. When you do this, you are not a slave to these sensations. You are not a slave to these feelings. You are not a slave to these addictions. Addiction is happening. That's not a problem, but you are observing. You are noticing. So that's the value of mindfulness. If you go to an addict and tell them not to do something, the very first thing they will go out and do is the same addiction. That's not going to work. It's not how it works. Instead, let them do the thing they are addicted, but ask them to observe, ask them to be mindful what is happening in their body and mind. Then they go and smoke. They realize this is the craving that I feel. This is how I feel after smoking. They observe that process. So that is how really mindfulness can heal these addictions. Mindfulness can help you to get rid of these addictions. If you just say go and don't do it, if you just go to addict and tell don't do these things, he will shake his head and go out and do the same thing. because he has no control. But if you know the art of observing, if you know that there's an observer in you, if you know that you can create some distance from this process and really be the observer, then that's the way that you can heal these things. You can, you know, have these feelings, annoyance. You can have them, but you are distant. You can have happiness in you when somebody come and praise you, but you observe again. You are in a side, you are observing what is happening. So this is the real way towards peace that we are talking. Otherwise, when you are sad, you are sad. When you are happy, you are happy. You are a slave to the outside. Because you can't really control the outside. Family members will do various things. They will come and tell you various things. Certain people will come and blame you. Certain people will come and praise you. So your happiness is always dependent on the outside. When good people are there, you are happy. When bad people are there, you are sad. That's not the way. Your happiness, it depends. It should depend from inside. So if you know the way of practice, you realize that you can create a mind that is not dependent on the outside. These sensations are there. These feelings are there. These thoughts are there. I am not suggesting to get rid of them. Instead, let them be. Let them be, and you separate yourself from these feelings. You separate yourself from these emotions. You separate yourself from these thoughts. That separation is the real peace. So you are mentioning in your own report, it is not me that is suggesting. In your own report, you are mentioning, this is how I observed. This is how it happened. I felt this in my body during this period. And when somebody came and praised me, this is what I felt. So good observation. Continue this way. Don't become a slave to these feelings, thoughts, emotions. And so be the observer. That is how you can really become the master of your own mind. Otherwise, you are a slave. You are a slave to these thoughts, emotions, these sensations. They are a part of your mind. They are a child of your mind, but they become the master. That struggle will make you a slave, make your mind a slave to these sensations, feelings. So when they are bad, you suffer. When they are good, you are happy. It is always like the weather that is changing. That's not the real peace. Instead, we separate ourselves from these sensations. Let the thoughts, feelings, emotions be, but you are separate. You separated yourself and you are not moved by these feelings, thoughts. You are stable. You are not moved according to the things that come. That is the real peace that we are talking about. So good practice. Continue this way. And it's a good example for others as well.
Thank you, Bhante. Much for those wise words of advice, and to all those who have shared your experience and reports with us. It's certainly very helpful to all of us who are here today. Next, we move on to the Q&A session. If anybody has a question to ask Bhante, please do raise your Zoom hand and we will ask you to unmute. And ask your question, please. I can't see any hands raised so far. So now, Mantha, probably we'll move on to the next session. Of course, if anybody has any questions later on, please feel free to raise your hand, and we will allow for some time to ask your question. Thanks, Namantha.
All right.
I will hand over to you now.
Thank you very much, and much merits to you, Anupama, for hosting the Q&A session. Next is for me to go through the beginner's instructions guide during the session. What I will do is share my screen first. Yes, so I think you can see the 5 points listed under the Mindfulness for Beginners guide. You can see for a beginner, this will also be a refresher for those of you who are experienced with this practice. There are two videos listed in point number one, which is on mindful, one on mindful walking and the other on mindful sitting. You can go through these two videos attentively and gather some foundational knowledge on what to expect and what to kind of do or not to do in these two sessions. And then you can dedicate some time daily, maybe starting with 10 minutes to 20 minutes if you're an absolute beginner on this style of mindfulness, and then proceed to increase it to 1 hour for each session for a day. Once you have done this practice for 3 or 4 days, you can start writing reports on your experience, indicating what you experienced during the mindful walking, whether your focus was placed on the feet or the movement, or thoughts were distracting you, and provide evidence of how the mindfulness reverted back to your physical movement or physical sensations, like the sole of your feet touching the floor, or the rhythm of the movements in that manner. Then you can write all this in your own words. You can see some samples from the reports presented today. Then you can also write about mindfulness during the mindful sitting session. What was the most prominent object in your mindful sitting session, whether it was a breath or whether it was bodily vibrations or sensations. It could have also been the abdomen rising and falling with the breath moving in and out. Then you can also describe about your thoughts or disturbances, surrounding noises, and then articulate this in a way that Bhante can understand what you have experienced and how you have reacted to this. Then, although it's not written here, you can also include a brief description of how your mindfulness has progressed into your daily life, normal daily activities. There you can describe what you experience again in your own words. Then this program has a way of receiving your reports and presenting the reports to Bhante, read out, so that Bhante can answer these, and the answers and the reports will be read out, so each of us can listen to them and gain from the content and the reflection advice provided by Bhante. The Google form is there, shown, and the email is beginnersnv@gmail.com. Soon I will provide all this information in the Zoom chat section. Then if you want to see previous recordings, you can go on to the link mentioned in number 5 point item and keep on listening to some of the or all of the older sessions we have done so far, which are quite informative and insightful. So with the ending of the explanation on beginner's guide, I will stop sharing the screen. Okay, I can see Samantha has a raised hand. Yes, you can. Bhante, let me just check whether what she wants to ask. Samantha, is that a question for Bhante?
Oh, hi. It's a question for Bhante about the guidance Bhante just gave just a little while ago. Just want to clarify something about the sensations. Would that be possible, or I can ask later on, next week or something?
Bhante, can we permit this question?
That's fine. We'll take some time for that.
Yes, Samantha, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Namantha. And thank you, Bhante, for taking my question and for the valuable guidance Bhante gave today. I was just want to clarify now, when Bhante said about watching all the different sensations and everything, But I've been trying to do that, like during the day, like when I'm going to work, I walk and feel the sensations on the foot and the hardness of the ground touching, etc. And then you can hear a sound coming in if you're in the open. Acknowledge that, and then I go back to the walking. So various lots of things are happening when you're just generally doing day-to-day life. But now, so one thing I found was like, if I try to say, accept is that this is not my sensation, or I can sort of say this sensation, with trying not to use the word I, this sensation arose and I'm aware. I keep, maybe if I start using in the third party, would that be a helpful way of dissociating myself from, well, I keep using that word, from the person, the self. And also now a feeling will arise depending on my defilements within. But I find that it difficult just to sort of like, okay, you acknowledge it, but if it's an intense feeling of something, a memory or a thought or something that'll happen, or even instant reaction to something negative, very negative, that feeling, I find that will be within me, in my body or in my mind. It won't just disappear. So Bhante, what I'm asking is now, when you have that, to have that, like Bhante was saying, the observer, would you just acknowledge that intense feeling and in that present moment and stay with it? And then you have to be patient and brave, I suppose. And then as opposed to sort of like acknowledge it and then just go back to something else like the breath or the walking, then I feel that I'm dismissing myself and that intense feeling will come back to it, and just stay with it and then see what happens. How would Bhante advise to deal with that sort of a strong negative emotion, please, Bhante?
Okay, now the very first part is that you can't intentionally do this. If you try to just, think that this is not me and try to let it go, that's not how it happens. This is not an intentional process that we are talking. Instead, 1001 times, usual practice, repetitive practice, that will result this. It will naturally happen in your mind. You don't have to do anything. That's why I said earlier, letting go, it's not something that you do. Instead, it's something happens. It's something that happens in your mind when you practice. So this is not an intentional process that we are talking about. So if you try to do it intentionally, that's not something that will last for a long time. Instead, what you have to do, your investment should be walking, sitting, formal practices. That is the very first one I'm highlighting. You have to make sure that every day you are spending some time, at least like 40 minutes for walking and 40 minutes of sitting. That type of investment you have to do. Then only we can talk about the day-to-day life. It's not a way of discouraging you, but you have to make sure that this is not a simple thing that we are after. It's not an easy thing. So you have to do the proper investment. If you say you don't have time, then I am saying that you are saying it's not so important. If you think the practice is important, you would definitely have time. Time is something that you create. So you have to do that investment. By doing that, maybe like few months of investment, then you will see how this mindfulness is relating to your day-to-day life. How you become naturally mindful in your day-to-day life. That's something that comes to you naturally with repetitive practice. With repetitive practice, this will come to you. So you have to do that investment. Otherwise, if you just talk when the intense feelings are there, how can I let it go? That's not how it works. Letting go is a natural process in your mind. You just fuel it with repetitive practice. The practice is being aware, being present, That is the idea. So if there is something, even your day-to-day life, you just have to be with it. But the feeling is intense. You can't go away. Although you go to your breath, it will naturally come to this again. So you have to be patient. You have to be with that sensation. But this letting go process is something deep, something complicated that we are talking. For that, you have to do the investment. With that investment, one day you will realize that naturally that I am letting go of these situations. Naturally, it is happening. It is not intentional. So only thing that you have to do from your part is repetitive practice. The practice is being aware. Practice is mindfulness. That is the practice that we discussed earlier during those reports. So they reported their way of practicing. So we have to make sure that we are doing that investment. Otherwise, people try to let go. They think that this is too troubling. I should let it go. This is not me, mine. I should let it go. But it's not happening that way. It's not how it works. You have to make sure that you are doing the proper investment. With that investment, naturally, the results will come. The results that we are talking about, this is the result. The mind will not see that much value in these things. The mind will let go naturally. Letting go is a natural process. If the mind is not holding on to things, letting go is there. So that ability will happen with the repetitive practice. So what I suggest is that start with the formal practice. Try to do it. Try to make it, you know, one of your day-to-day parts, like day-to-day schedule. If you can include a sitting session, walking session, that's the proper investment. And continue that practice for a few months. Then we can really talk about these things. Otherwise, we just think that we have to let go. How should I react? How should I do? But it is not happening. That's not how it works. So you have to go back to the very basics, which are walking and sitting. Start there, do that investment. Then it will come to this. Naturally, it will come to this. It takes some time and investment.
Thank you, Bantipa. Say, even if I'm walking and sitting, say this strong feeling, emotion comes, how do I deal with that face to face? Do I just accept that emotion and sit with the emotion and observe?
First, you tell us what is the observation when you walk. What is prominent when you walk? What is prominent when you sit? Is it the breath? Is it the stomach moving back and forth? Is it the ground sensation when you walk? That's how we have to start. If you think that what happens, this comes, that is not how it goes, right? I can suggest do this, do that, do this. I can suggest, but it's not going to work.
I see what you're saying.
You have to start, see those videos, start your practice with some time investment. And with that investment, when the questions come during the practice, we can sort them. It's not a matter of giving the answer, but you have to make sure that you are doing the proper way of investing.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Bante, for your advice.
Thank you, Samantha, and much merits, Bante, for accepting that question. Now I would like to invite Bante on behalf of all of us to commence with the talk on mindfulness scheduled for today's session. Over to Bante. Much merits.
Okay, everybody, I think we can take maybe about 15 more minutes for a discussion. So today, I wanted to talk about the importance of repetitive practice. So that is where we were with the last question. So let me continue with that. The repetitive practice, the importance of the investment into this practice, investment into the mindfulness. So as I mentioned earlier, you have to start simple. Watch that video for the walking. watch that video for the sitting, start there. It's not a complicated thing. It's a simple thing. And the practice is not also complicated. It is something simple. When you start with that awareness, when you pay attention, you can really see, okay, when I walk, these are the things that are prominent to me. This is what happens. So come with that experience. When you have that experience, it is something unique. There's no two people, same people. Instead, the practice, the path is unique to each and every one of you. So you have to practice. You have to see how it is progressing. You have to see how your path is opening. So start with that. Maybe the reports that we heard initially, they are after a few weeks, few months of practice. That's how the results come. So sometimes it is not encouraging when you see, but they also have started like this. They also have started with 10, 15 minutes of practice. And with time, within few months, within few weeks, you can see with proper instructions that you are progressing. So that is the real investment that you have to do. Because this is what we are talking about, is peace. Having peace in your mind. How can you value that thing, that peace in your mind? Can you measure it with money? Can you measure it? No, it's something priceless. You can't put a price to it. So that type of a thing we are talking about. So you have to make sure that you are doing your part. You are doing the proper investment towards this practice. So that is why we always come back to the walking. We always come back to the sitting. We invite you to start there. We invite you to continue this practice for a few months. Every day you can start with at least 10 minutes of walking, 10 minutes of sitting. First few days, do at least 10 minutes or 5 minutes even, start there. And with time, every day you can increase by 1 minute. Today I did 5 minutes, can I do 6 minutes tomorrow? Today I did 6 minutes, can I do 7 minutes tomorrow? Like that, you little by little increase your time. So the proper level I would suggest is that at least 2 hours of practice per day as formal practice. That is the ideal level as lay people that we are recommending to you. If it is more, that's better. But at least try to maintain 2 hours of formal practice throughout few months. Every day you are spending some time, investing some time for peace in your mind. That is something priceless. Even people can't buy it with a lot of money. They can't buy it. Lot of material things they have, but they don't have peace in their mind. Vehicles, money they have, but they don't have peace in their mind. They have a lot of family members, but they don't have peace in their mind. So it is said, although there may be somebody else on your bed, you sleep alone. You sleep alone in your mind. So if there's no sleep, what is the purpose of this life? If you can't sleep properly, what is the purpose of having so much money? No value, because you are suffering. You are suffering, your mind is creating so much trouble in your day-to-day life. You feel that you are anxious, you feel that you are full of thoughts, you feel that you are losing it. So this is happening within us. So the practice that we are talking is a solution to this. Practice that we are talking, the mindfulness, is a solution towards healing. Healing your mind and body, and every day you spend some time. Sometimes when you start your practice, especially during sitting sessions, sometimes even during walking sessions, you feel that your whole body is sweating and there's this discomfort in your body. So these even detoxing symptoms are appearing in your body when you do this formal practice. But take it as a sign of health. Take it as a sign that it is healing your mind and body. Because according to our lifestyles nowadays, we are taking so much poison, even as food, even as other things. We are taking so much poison. And that poison is accumulated in our body. And maybe after 20, 30 years, it will come out as a cancer or some other disease. So when you start this practice, when your mind is present, that's the best healing power you can have. And sometimes it is difficult to be present. Especially it's difficult to do the formal practice sometimes. It is so tiring. You feel a lot of trouble. But that's a good sign. Take it as a good sign because you are moving towards healing your mind and body. And these detoxing symptoms appear, they won't last forever. Maybe they last few weeks. And when the process is done, they will disappear and you will feel much lighter in your mind and body. This is how it heals. It's a long process. It's a gradual process. It is healing little by little. So you have to persist towards these things. You have to make sure that your patience is there. You are practicing again and again. You are somehow doing this again and again. With that repetitive practice only, you can attain some kind of a real peace that we are talking about. So try it for yourself. Try to see whether there is a difficulty. Try to see what comes in your practice. And you can come back with your experience and we can, of course, discuss. It's not like, you know, teaching you. It's more like a friendly discussion that I share my point of view. I share what I experience and you can find a proper solution based on that discussion. That is why we are having a group discussion. So it is helping to everybody, even just listening to this type of a discussion. So that investment should be there. Whatever you do out in the world, you have to do that investment. Without doing that investment, you can't expect results. That's not the proper way. First, you have to do it. First, you have to make it a habit to meditate, do the formal meditation every day. Make it a habit. Make it a daily part of your life. Power through that initial part of resistance. And when you do that, after a few months, you feel comfortable. Even without doing your sitting session, you feel lacking. You can't function in your day. When you do the sitting session, you get the proper energy. You get the proper mentality to function. So that is how you have to make it habitual to your day-to-day life. Sitting, walking, that formal practice should be a part of your daily life. When we grow up to that level, then we can discuss how to apply this thing into your day-to-day life. Let me put it in another way. When you do that investment, it will naturally progress into your day-to-day life. That's why even the earlier reports, they are mentioning that in my day-to-day life, I am naturally mindful. What is the reason? That repetitive practice, that investment that you have done, it pays off. Day-to-day life, I am naturally mindful. I get these difficult sensations. I get these troubles in my mind. And I feel that I am the observer. I don't suffer that much as I used to. So that is how we progress. That investment should be there. So a few days back, there's this young person. He's saying that, Bhante, I see the suffering in this world. I see how difficult it is us to, you know, survive in this society. I feel it. I feel how people are suffering. So I want to become a monk, he's suggesting. But my grandmother is there. I'm so close to my grandmother. So I thought of making a hut next to my home and I'll become a monk there. So that's his way of investing. So I gave him a very nice answer. It's bullshit you are talking about. You know, you can't go home, you can't be with your family, you can't be with your grandmother and become a monk. That's not how it works. You have to sacrifice yourself. Otherwise, how could you become a monk? Not even how could you do this type of a practice if you are not ready to sacrifice at least 1 or 2 hours per day? So he want to, you know, to keep both sides. He want to keep his family fed as well as he want to become a monk. That's not how it works. You have to sacrifice certain things. With that investment only, you can progress. So as lay people, can you sacrifice at least 2 hours per day? Can you start with 5 minutes and little by little, can you grow that practice? So that type of a sacrifice that we are talking about, that type of an investment that we are talking about. Otherwise, how could you progress in your practice? How could you attain a real peace that we are talking about? It's a priceless thing. You can't really put a price to it. You can't buy it from anywhere. All the luxurious things you can buy, but there is no peace in your mind. You have a lot of money, but you can't sleep. What is the purpose of that money? So you see there's some difficulty. There's some trouble in my mind. I don't see a solution. You're also not giving a solution. We encourage you to practice and see for yourself. Can you find out for yourself? We are caught somewhere. All of us, we are caught. Nobody can show it to you. You have to find it. You have to be aware. You have to practice. You have to be mindful. And one day you realize this is where I caught, where I am caught. This is what is happening. This is how it creates so much suffering. Nobody can show it to you. Nobody can lead you. Nobody can walk with you. And so you have to walk on your own. The practice, it is showing you the path. It is giving you the directions. So you have to start walking. You are the person that has to walk. You have to take that instructions. You have to take that guidance and you start walking. When you walk, you get questions. You get doubts. Then you can come back and ask, okay, this is where I was confused. This is what happened. Well, what's the way of practice? Then we have a discussion. Next day also you go. Next day also you try to practice again. That is how we can grow in our practice. That is the investment that we are talking about. And you can see more and more you practice, you can feel that this mindfulness, it is natural to your mind. Naturally, you are mindful. You don't have to intentionally do anything. Instead, it comes naturally. When it comes naturally, you see the real process. You see, you always see what is happening again and again. Various things come. They do their dance and they go away. This process, we are caught. If we hold on to something, then that becomes real. That becomes vivid and colorful. That becomes your world. But if you let go, something else will come. So again and again, various things are appearing. They last for a while, then they disappear. So we try to seek some value in these things. We think that they contain some essence. Again and again, you are invited. See for yourself. Keep your eyes open. See whether there is any essence in these things. Whether there is real value in these things. So you go and start your process. You think, okay, the breath, there is some value. So you start observing your breath. You feel, okay, this is my safe heaven. This is my safe place. So the breath, there is some value. Then you keep observing that breath. Again and again you observe, okay, this is my in-breath. This is my out-breath. Again in-breath, again out-breath. You observe that sensation. But with time, you realize that breath is changing. Initially, it was longer. Now, it is shorter. Initially, it was prominent. Now, it is not prominent. So, after so much struggle, you realize there is no real value. There is no real essence in breath. Then various thoughts, emotions come. They tell us, don't worry, although there is no value in your breath, there is value in these thoughts. There is value in these emotions. There is real value in lust. So these thoughts and emotions, they come and they tell us. So you keep an open mind. You see, okay, now it seems like there is some value in these things. Again and again, you are invited to observe. Keep your eyes open. Then with time, you realize although they appeared, they have some value, they have some real essence. With time, they too disappear. They come, they last for a while, they disappear. Again and again, this happens. Thoughts, emotions, feelings, whatever, this is the process. So one day there was this person, he came and asked, how can I get rid of lust? There are so many thoughts related to lust. So I want to get rid of these things. He was saying. So I told him, don't be in a rush. You are asking a difficult question. So initially, let's walk. Let's sit for a while. Can you do that? Okay, Bhante, I can do. So he went and, you know, practiced for a few days, few sessions. We had a discussion. And one day he came and he was telling, Bhante, these thoughts, they are coming without my invitation. They last for a while, then they disappear without my approval. So he is saying on his own words. So I asked him, now, lust, well, what happens to that? Now he's saying the lust is also thoughts. So they come without my permission, without my approval. They last for a while and they disappear. So there is no real essence in these things because they are not lasting. So this is the way of realizing. This is the way of practice. So thoughts, emotions, initially, we are so scared of. We feel we can't practice when they are there. But with time, you develop this ability to face them. With time, you develop that potential. And you realize, although the thoughts seems to have value initially, they don't have that type of essence. They come, they last for a while, they disappear. Emotions, also the same. Then past memories come. Maybe difficult situations that you face as a child. Maybe some trauma in your past life. So these things come. So they seems to have some value. They tell you, okay, I have some essence. I am truly valuable. They will also say. So let them do their dance. Observe, keep your eyes open. And with time you realize, even these past incidents, they also don't have any essence. They come, they last for a while, then they disappear. this is the process that is happening again and again. Whatever come into being shall pass. That's the process that is happening. You can really see they come, they last for a while, they disappear. So when your mind see this process again and again for 1001 times, the only result is distance. Your mind is not interested in this process anymore, because your mind sees in a deeper level that there is no real essence, that there is no real value. So the only result that will come is distance. You are not interested in this anymore. But you, maybe initially you are not ready to accept. You feel this vacuum in you. What is the function of a vacuum? It is trying to grab things from the surrounding. It is trying to fill that space. So various things, you try to put it there. You try to fill this vacuum. You try to fill it with lust. You try to fill it with anger. You try to fill it with jealousy. So various ways you try, but again and again you fail. You realize there is no other solution. I can't fill this with anything. Instead, I have to accept this. I have to accept that there's no real value in these things. You distance yourself from this process. This interest will appear in your mind. That distance, that disinterest is the real peace that we are talking about. Maybe initially it appears as a glimpse. It lasts for a short time, but you experience. You experience, okay, this is how it functions. That experience is priceless, because now, after so many years of struggle, that you start to see a lasting peace in your practice. Maybe even after 50 minutes of sitting, you get this feeling for few seconds, few minutes even. But that's an experience that you know that is something is there. You know that is this is the real solution. This is the real peace that we can find. So that way, you continue your practice. That way, you again and again experience this process. With that experience, I think you can find a real peace, because your mind will discern from this process. Your mind will not be interested in this anymore. That real peace you are invited to find in your own mind. So this is the way. Try to continue and try to share your experience. We can walk little by little. We can help each other. We can progress in their practice. So you are invited, and we will meet next week as well. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, and much merits to Bhante for that insightful talk on mindfulness. This is always a gradual process, so it will provide difficulties, but you can rely on these kind of insight to guide you through such situations. Now, if anyone has a question, we can give a minute or two to raise a quick question. If Bhante permits, you can raise a Zoom hand if there is anyone. Okay, I think it's near to our closing time too. Since there's no one raising the Zoom hand, I will proceed to end the session for today. So we had the in-session mindfulness practice for about 10 to 15 minutes of mindful walking. This is to guide all of you, because some of us may not be able to do this for a day or two or even a week or so in our own busy schedule. So this is just to give you a quick taste of what it is to be mindful for at least 10, 15 minutes during the session, so that you can take that experience and try to add some practice session time to your daily life That's what we why we have included that in the session. Then we went ahead with the Q&A session. We saw what others were writing on their mindfulness practice, and we listened to Bhante's advice as well. And then we proceeded quickly on to the beginner's guide, and then we went on to the talk on mindfulness. So with that, you have gained a lot of insight, which I hope you will remember and add to your practicing capabilities in the next few weeks. So to wrap up, I would like to thank and share merits with Bhante, Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhammakusala Thero, for joining us representing Nisaranamane Forest Monastery to today's 43rd session on this program lineup. So many merits to Bhante, and we hope these good deeds will pave or result in Bhante's own practice improving, and for Bhante to have comfort deepening and improving Bhante's own practice. And I would also like to mention the name of Most Venerable Bhante Udayiregama Dhammajiva Mahathero for insightfully requesting this program to be actualized. Much merit to him, and we wish him his own practice to improve by the sharing of these merits. Then I would also like to mention the persons who have persevered greatly at the beginning to initialize this program, and who are still concerned about the program and who are still adding value and committed to the program. I would like to share merits with all of these persons who have contributed and who are still contributing. So may their own practice improve as a result of these merits gained. Then I would also like to thank you, the audience, the persons who are joining this program through Zoom and through the Facebook live streaming. It is because of you that we are able to generate the capacity and commitment to keep this program alive. So thank you, and I want to share merits with you too, and hope that your practices in mindfulness keep improving, keep flourishing. Thank you. Then I would like to give a chance for anyone to raise a comment or idea or question on the program itself. Okay, I have some quick announcements which I will paste into the chat section due to time constraints on our session programs. So you can review these quickly. It's basic notifications or announcements. Standard announcements, so to speak. So we are now able to wrap up our 43rd session on mindfulness, and I wish all of you will have a happy and mindful week ahead, have the ability to practice these insights gained in today's session, and you would be able to meet us next week on the same session at the same time, and hoping to see you next week, and have a happy and mindful week ahead. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining. I will end the Zoom session now.